Song is called Real Life from Power by AC/DC. It is 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo.
Hello. You didn't say Real Life, did you? It's Realize, I said.
Yeah, I said Realize.
I wrote it. Yeah, I know you did.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what I thought.
Of course.
I'm going deaf.
Don't be ridiculous.
What did you say? I have a little game I want to play with you.
Okay.
Have you seen this? You auto-complete me?
I have seen this. We stole it from Katie Nolan.
Oh, Katie.
Who is a sportscaster, and she did this game, and I loved it. Because you know how they auto-complete? If you're typing in Google,
mm-hmm.
you type in half of a question, mm-hmm. and then a whole bunch of suggestions come up what other people have searched for.
And also, it'll lead you down weird rabbit holes sometimes.
Yes.
And you just go flying off to see what this... So let me throw this one out at you.
All right.
Why are NBA players... So what do you think the top answers are? Why are NBA players...
Am I just trying to get to top five?
Yeah.
Why are NBA players so skinny?
That is number four.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes.
You want to guess a couple more?
Why are NBA players unable to shoot free throws?
Oh, that's a perfect question, especially back when Shaq was on.
Right?
But nope, that's not,
that's not it. What are they?
Which means you get electrocuted, actually.
I got one.
So tall, paid so much, wearing masks. Come on.
What?
So skinny, where's yours?
Oh, and, yeah.
Why are NBA players allowed in the Olympics?
Who's typing in why are NBA players tall? It's a ridiculous...
Because they were born that way.
It's a ridiculous search. All right, give me another one.
Why are scientists...
So ugly. All right, hold on a second. Listen.
Yes, sir.
I'm not saying that's... Okay, it's just the first thing that comes to my mind, so it might be insulting, and I'm sorry.
It is number one.
It is?
No, I'm lying to you. All right, so...
So interested in being on Mars.
I think I saw Mars on here somewhere.
Not top five?
No, not... I just made it up. It's not there at all.
Okay.
So you auto-complete me, wire scientists.
Never hot.
You gotta stick with that something. I think the actual number one answer is really bizarre. Interested in spider silk.
Now,
wait
is
a minute.
That?
Did you actually? Did you? Yeah. I don't. Why
what
I
is
know?
Spider silk?
Ooh. You know what they shoot out their butt, right? Studying Mars. Yeah. Well, I wonder
hey,
why.
Hey, I got that one. Yeah.
You did?
So interested in Mars.
Oh, yeah, you did. So I did see it.
You're a terrible
host. Wow, no kidding. Ding, ding, ding. Interested in other planets. So I guess they're just really interested in that right now because of that. And reconsidering the purpose of nanocrystals.
Oh, sure, nanocrystals.
Yeah, those are my favorite.
I've been studying that.
Taste great in coffee.
All right, give me another one.
When should you...
Fight a raccoon.
I'm going to give you one.
The answer is never.
Start tummy time. Oh, that's a baby thing, isn't it?
Start tummy time? I don't even know what that is.
I'll show you later on.
I don't want you to.
When should you think current? What's going on right now? Like, what's a something that...
Something that's going on
right
now.
Yeah, like this little thing we're all dealing with.
When should you go to the doctor because you have COVID?
There you go. Well, get tested for COVID. So I'll get
right.
you, even though I cheated. Take a pregnancy test, number two. Go to the hospital for COVID. Sell a stock. When should you sell a stock? And when should you take creatine?
Creatine?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. What
the hell is that?
I know how to say it, but I don't know what it is.
Why should you?
Why should you?
Auto-complete me. Why should you do this?
Why should you?
And I love the first answer. It's bizarre.
Why should you... Eat green beans.
Okay. No.
Take
one more
a shower
time.
Every day.
Are you asking me that?
No, why should you? Is that what it is?
No, that's not on there at all. That one seems... I guess
not
the
use
whole
the N-word.
World knows that. Why should you pee after sex?
Oh.
Why would that be... What? Why should you? I don't understand that at all. Why should you wear a mask? Come on. Why should you vote? Why should you rotate food when thawing it? And why should you go to college? That's a good question.
That's you auto-completing.
Yes.
On KLOS.
And thanks for playing along.
It is the world...
Ding, 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 ding.
95.5 KLOS.
Yay!
Southern California's rock
station. I was close. So close.
It didn't happen, though.
You're teasing us with it.
I'd like to say it didn't happen.
Say it eventually.
I'd like to say that was not a fail.
Day six, ladies and gentlemen, and we're already 5 days further in than I expected. But that was close. Nice. I love it.
I don't know if you saw this story about Lady Gaga's dogs.
Oh, my God. That pisses me off so much.
She has three French bulldogs, and apparently she's in Rome filming a movie, and she has somebody that's taking care of them, and there was a dog walker.
Yep.
And a car pulled up. A guy got out with a semi-automatic pistol, shot the dude.
Shot the dog walker, the guy
yes.
who's walking dogs.
I imagine... You could have gotten the dogs by putting the gun in his face.
He probably could have just walked up and said, give me the dog.
Without shooting him?
Yeah.
But he shot
the guy. What are you shooting him for?
He's in serious condition, and the dude took two of her three French bulldogs.
Yeah, one ran off, and they were able to grab him. I don't want to say the things that I would like to see happen to that person. I don't.
Is maybe the worst type of human being.
Yes.
Yeah. But Lady Gaga has offered...
I love her. She's so cool.
$500,000.
She's insane. Yeah,
for the dogs.
Yeah,
she's insane, and I like that about her, too.
Yeah.
She doesn't
really cool.
do what everyone expects her
to
do.
Nope, didn't care. Nope.
But I wonder if this $500,000 will be bad, because sometimes...
It's sort of saying, hey, you take my dogs.
You take my dogs, I'll pay you
$500,000.
Yeah, I don't know.
What's the
maybe it's just
there?
For detail. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is, but...
So no further follow-ups on this.
Not yet.
What city was it? It was here in L.A.,
it was
right?
in Hollywood.
Yeah.
It was in Hollywood. The dude went to the hospital, was in surgery.
You know who did it.
Maybe. I do?
No. I shouldn't have been looking at you.
You're asking.
Yes. So cough it up, man. Let's send this guy down the river.
And we'll split the $500,000.
Yeah, exactly.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station, is what I said, by the way.
I heard that perfectly.
Go back and check the tape.
Yeah, check the tape.
Let's talk about Tiger Woods for a second. This is a nasty crash, dude.
It's terrifying. What does that feel like in the car? You're flying off the side. Well, tell the what happened.
Well, first of all, Tiger Woods was asked at the hospital what happened, and he said he had no memory whatsoever. Like, he didn't know he was in an accident. He didn't know how bad he was hurt.
That was kind of like you. You said you got hit by
a
bus,
in shock.
Basically.
Yeah, but that wasn't when I flipped the car. I flipped the car coming back from Burning Man.
Oh, my God. This dude was coming back from Burning Man, and who should swerve to hit a non-existent cow?
There was a cow there.
Non-existent cow.
And I swerved to the right, and I swerved to the left.
Uh-huh.
And then my wheel fell off, and I flipped like three or four times.
Oh, my God, dude.
But in my mind, it's not possible to keep up. Like, your mind doesn't work that fast.
No.
So I'm sure Tiger Woods also with the shock.
Right.
I got out. I didn't have a scrape. Like, really, really incredibly lucky. But Tiger Woods, like, shattered a leg.
Yeah.
And he had no idea how bad it was.
Well, you had damage from that.
Yeah.
You have damage for that.
But
so.
not like this. I mean, this is an athlete.
Now, you were totally sober coming back from Burning Man.
I
Who
was.
Believes that? Anybody in here?
I don't care. It's only you and me. I don't care. It's true, though.
Yeah.
But it's a weird, helpless feeling where you go, I'm no longer in control.
Oh, my God.
Whatever happens, happens.
And those of us who drive in Los Angeles, that is a terrifying thought.
Yes. And it was dark, so I didn't know if it was a cliff or a rock. I had no idea. So I imagine it says that there's no evidence of impairment, and I hope that's true.
Mm-hmm. But this is the third time he's actually gotten in a solo car accident.
Solo car rollovers are a pretty difficult accident to get into. Apparently, he went across. You have some of the audio there?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
From the news?
Take a listen, yeah.
The Los Angeles County Sheriff's Office says that Tiger Woods has been injured in a rollover car accident. Police say Woods was the only person in the car and that the car sustained such major damage that authorities needed to use the jaws of life to free him with the help of firefighters and paramedics. Woods was rushed to the hospital, and the extent of his injuries so far is still unclear. Authorities say it happened around 7 a.m. local time in California on the border of Rolling Hills Estates and Ranchos Palos Verdes. The cause of the crash is under investigation, and there is a picture of the car. Holy cow.
Holy cow. She reads like I do.
She reads better than you do. Much better.
But to not know the extent of your injuries and to be an athlete with a career.
Oh, my God.
That has to be super frightening.
Now, so the question would be then, how do you have done it three times and wrecked your car on your own? And you say you came back from Burning Man sober. So apparently it's possible. You're just a bad driver.
I actually was a great driver.
Except for the non-existent
because
cow.
There was a cow in the middle of the road. I swerved to the right.
Was the cow melting?
Hold on.
Yeah.
Swerved to the right. Missed it.
Right.
Corrected, like turned the wheel to the left and skidded that way.
Right.
Then I got past the cow, and then I realized, I actually was turning the wheel back into it. And I was like, I can't believe I just did that.
Right.
And when I said did, the wheel fell off and I just flipped three times. But shocking, like I sat there in my hotel with my eyes wide open for the rest of the night.
Right, of course.
Not at all able to even think about getting sleep.
Yeah. And then you get the joy of telling all your friends that you were coming back from Burning Man.
And they don't believe me.
No, right. I do. Clearly I do.
Well, we wish the best for Tiger Woods.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's just horrifying. Anybody else? somebody has the inside story, though, and wants to let us know.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Yo.
In the afternoon.
You still got a little time to text the word baseball to 68255 if you would like to talk to Dinerosaurus Rex and see if he's got any cash for you. Baseball to 68255. So we were asking, like, who is the furthest away on social media? We finally set up a little account, a little Twitter account.
Who's listening the furthest away?
Yeah. Yes. How far away are you? Where are you at? So I thought these were kind of interesting to start with the closest. Apparently, another gorgeous Glendale morning. So someone in Glendale is really going all out. By the way, what's the name of the little... It's Kevin and Sluggo, right?
Yeah.
On Twitter? Just straight up Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
We got Scottsdale, Arizona.
I don't know why you can't remember that.
I know.
There's only two of us, and you're one of them.
Honestly, I will tell you, want to say Kevin and Bean every time.
Well, don't.
Okay.
I'm not.
I know.
Come on,
That's
man.
What makes no sense.
What's wrong with you?
David, their list is endless. David Bleeman is in Scottsdale, Arizona.
All right, streaming.
Chinga is in Kansas City, 95.5KLOS.com, listening there, so we're getting a little further away.
All right.
Mark Siegel is listening in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and probably not on a beach, on a little folding chair or whatever.
Probably not.
No.
No.
Lisa is listening to, Sunshine Coast, not in Australia. Where's that?
Yeah, Sunshine Coast, I think, is Australia.
What says not? Oh, British Columbia.
Oh, British Columbia.
Yeah. Nice. And the furthest one away, we've heard from Ruben. Ruben is listening in Fontana. On the 10, heading east.
How can you hear us?
That is the furthest away, I do believe, in many ways. Find us. Sluggo and Doug.
Nope.
On Twitter. Doug and Sluggo. Bill and John. And Rick. Such an amazing talent out of Seattle. I hear a little Lenny Kravitz in his voice there at the
end.
Does
sound like that, yeah.
Aaron Jones is who that is. It's his follow-up to Take Me Away. That is Mercy, 95.5 KLOS. Southern California's rock station. It's Kevin and Sluggo. Kevin?
Did you see the dude who tried to get in the carpool lane? Tried to fake his way into the carpool lane by using a dummy?
Oh, well, that's an ongoing thing, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so that you don't get busted for being in the carpool lane by yourself.
Right.
And when you're in Southern California, it's so deadly. So deadly dull if you're just sitting in traffic and when the cars fly by in the carpool lane.
Yes.
I mean, come on now.
Every once in a while, I forget because I'll usually be driving around with someone else.
Every once in a while, I forget, too.
Sure. Yeah. So did he...
Oh, you mean you forget to get in the carpool lane?
No, quite the opposite.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
So did he get busted with his little dummy?
He did.
This latest?
Yeah. He did, unfortunately. California Highway Patrol busted a carpool driver in Baldwin Park. And I got to be honest, I'd like to talk to the driver.
Yeah.
If anybody knows the driver,
sure.
Have him call.
Bill.
It doesn't say.
Yeah.
But the dummy I just posted on Twitter.
What's his name? The dummy's name.
I don't know. But the dummy has glasses and a hat and is wearing a mask.
I mean, it's got to be pretty easy to spot those. I mean, if you're really out looking for them, I should think, as an officer of the law.
I don't think so.
No, you don't think?
No. I don't know how this CHP found this guy. Maybe they pulled him over for something else.
Oh, man. Can you imagine?
But when you look at the picture of the dude.
Let me see.
Like,
oh, no, that looks pretty good.
I don't think...
It even has a mask, like you said.
Yes.
I didn't even catch that.
You would not automatically think, oh, that guy has a mannequin.
Actually, that helps having a mask, I should think.
Right? That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah.
It's pretty ingenious, I got to be honest.
Is.
There was a time when I was going to try out a guy who could make bumper stickers of any kind, and I was going to have him make me an electric...
The little...
An electric car.
The pass.
For the back of my Ford Explorer.
Which allows you into the...
They didn't have electric cars, but I was betting on the fact that no one knew that. Every other car seems to be coming out with an electric one now.
Oh, you got
to
think, though, the CHP officer that does know it would be like, come on! I know that's not electric!
I don't...
Your ass is mine!
Yeah, that's possible. I don't think they would have thought that.
Yeah, well, one of them would have.
Everybody that I worked with was going to call and tell.
Aren't you glad to be out of that hellhole? What a bunch of jerks.
I mean, that's the right move on their part. Their problem is telling me.
Yes!
That's the problem. You don't tell me, and then you do call the CHP.
Yeah.
But this is a pretty good-looking dummy, right?
It is.
Yeah,
I would actually buy that.
So I love that, and I'm sorry that he got caught.
Yeah. Yeah,
he's a brother in arms.
I wonder if anybody has any ways to beat it that have worked. Should we?
That's a good question.
Provide that information.
Do you have ways you've tried to get in the carpool lane so that if a CHP pulled up behind you, they wouldn't know?
Right. I mean, once you're pulled over, you're done.
Yeah, agreed.
Yeah, but I mean, then it's still a $479.22 fine.
Yeah, that's
changes
a very
every
expensive
day.
Yes.
It is.
Fine. Yeah. That's why you have this dummy.
Very good looking one.
Other people who tried stuff. That's what we're looking for. Yeah. You tried to get in the carpool lane without getting caught by, what did you use?
Yeah. Give us a call. 818-955-KLOS. It is 818-955-KLOS. It's Kevin and Slugga.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. We are talking about ways that you sort of weaseled your way into the carpool lane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you don't want to sit in traffic and you feel you really have to get somewhere quick. How do you beat the system?
Mm-hmm.
And hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing? You guys are asking some of the tricks we've used for getting onto the carpool lane.
Yes, what did you do?
I'm very sorry to say that I used a bassinet, a baby bassinet with a blanket pulled over it.
I mean, did you get caught?
No, I didn't. I didn't, but I knew if I did, it'd be terrible.
Well, you just say you forgot the baby. Whoops. Oh, I better go find him. Please let me go, officer. Who are you?
My name is Michael. I'm calling from Palisades.
Michael, thank you very much for calling. Hi, KLOS.
Hey, so one time, I guess my mom was driving with me on the freeway, and I was like a little toddler.
Right.
And the CHP pulled up to her in the carpool lane, and he was like ready to pull over and pulled up into the side of the passenger side, and he like peeked over and saw me, and he gave her this like really mean look and put up his fingers like, you were this close to getting pulled over by me, but you're lucky you got that little baby in there.
So he would have. He didn't think there was anybody there, but he saw short stuff there, you, and was like, all right, you're getting away with it.
Did you flip him off?
Oh, yeah, dude, I wasn't happy about it. And my dad's a cop, too, so my mom was in his place.
Oh, great.
Thanks for calling in. You know, I remember one time we got pulled over, motorcycle cop really pissed off, screaming at my mom that I had thrown a Pepsi at him out the window. And she like...
Wait, how old were you?
She's like, he doesn't have a Pepsi. I was sitting right
next
to him.
That's because you threw it.
I didn't.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and he got hit by someone, and he was wrong. And
wow.
She, to watch her, she's usually really super G. She was screaming. She went ballistic on this guy.
Love
and
it.
He turned away and went off. He's like, fine. Hi, KLOS.
Yeah, Gigi, how are you?
Good, how are you?
Yeah, so things I used to do all the time was drive through... with my kid's car seat in the back with a stuffed animal.
With stuffed animals?
Windows. Right.
Why would you put a stuffed animal in there?
Oh, you know, just make myself feel better.
And you never got pulled over?
Never got pulled over.
Anybody ever give you the evil eye on their CHP motorcycle?
No, but I think a cop would have to be a jerk to pull over somebody to find out if they have a kid in their car seat, right?
I mean, I think you're taking a calculated risk for sure.
Yeah, calculated risk. That's a good way of putting it.
That's a very okay thing for me.
All right.
Right on. Well, thank you for calling 818-955-KLOS. How did you try or do beat the system?
Call now 818-955-KLOS.
Hi, who's this?
Hey, it's Nate.
Hey, Nate, what's happening?
You guys were talking about ways to get around HOV or
yes, sir.
Stuff like that.
Yeah.
Well, I have a car with a fairly tinted windows, and it's only a two-door, so it's kind of hard to see the back seat.
Ah.
When I drive the fast track, I have one other person with me, but I don't have three. But the way I don't pay is I get in the HOV 3 Plus, and it can't see that there's not another body in the back.
Ah.
I've never paid.
Nice.
That's good.
So the camera doesn't pick up a third person.
No, because, you can't even see the back seats from the front.
I got
you. Looking through the front window.
All right.
Right on. Cool. Now, what is your name and your license number, please?
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
I'm glad Bean isn't listening to this segment, or we're hoping he's not, because you say he'd be very upset people trying to beat the system.
Well, I used to say that I would try to figure out a way to be in the carpool lane, and that used to really... really angry.
That's odd.
Like, really get mad.
Why?
And
exactly?
I would say, I understand that I'm cheating,
mm-hmm.
but also I'm taking a risk.
Right.
And I'm not in the line of cars that you have to wait for.
Right. You're getting a little more,
making less traffic.
I can't verify it. I can't say it's okay, but I wouldn't get terribly upset. That's interesting.
I mean, I wouldn't say it's okay either. Of course it's not okay.
Right.
But I wouldn't get mad.
All right. Well, how have you beat the system? We've been taking calls. Hello, KLOS.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Hey, I just was going to say that I had, my wife was trying to get through the fast track, and I told her, hey, yeah, you whatever you want, and so she used my my blow up doll, and so then I didn't have my blow up doll, and it was a 3-hole BB doll.
Why was she driving a car with your blow up doll?
Yeah, I didn't know she was going to use that.
She claimed that the reason she took it was because she wanted to use it as a carpool dummy, not because she'd rather you pay more attention to her than it from going forward.
Yes. Yes, I think so.
You know what? I'll allow it.
I'll allow that as well.
I'll allow it, yeah. Who's this?
This is Tom.
I mean, I think we'd love to see a picture of that on at Kevin and Sluggo.
Yeah, let's see your blow-up doll. Post it. Tweet it.
Okay.
On Twitter. Right on. Thanks. Hey, KLOS.
Hello?
Hey. Hi, you're calling about the carpool lane?
Hi. Yeah. I was just going to say my friend used to put a blow-up doll and strap it in the car, in the passenger side.
I think your husband just called.
Oh, really? No, it was my friend who used to do that. And then he would go to the bar where I worked afterwards, and he'd bring the doll in, and he'd be dancing all around the bar with his blow-up doll. It was hilarious.
I love your friend.
Yeah, so he was pretty, I mean, it had the big round mouth and everything, you know, the arms stiff and everything.
I always love how blow-up dolls look so surprised. They're like, oh, yeah. I didn't know that.
Oh, what?
Right, they're so surprised. Like, oh, my God, there's f*** in my mouth.
And go.
It's 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Greta Van Fleet is who that is. Those guys are selling candles right now, which is nice.
I'm sorry?
It's to help One Tree Planted.
Oh, okay.
So if you want to find them on social media, exactly. Yeah, just help the planet and help yourself to Daenerosaurus Rex's cash. He's just throwing it out. If you are so kind as to text the word, what is the word this hour? Burrito. I want one of those.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
68255. Burrito to 68255 right now for Daenerosaurus Rex.
Where are you on the whole UFO thing?
Do
you believe that they're
absolutely
aliens?
Absolutely. 100%.
Really?
Massive universe. No way we're alone.
Agreed, but are they formed like us?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
I doubt it. Yeah.
I mean, I think the only actual answer that's not acceptable is I don't believe it and there's no way that it...
Yeah, that's crazy.
Because to me, that's insane.
You can
either be wholeheartedly in or, hey, I think maybe there's something.
Yeah.
I assume there's something. I don't know what it is.
Right.
But there was an American Airlines flight that was coming from Cincinnati to Phoenix, and this pilot saw something, he did not know what it was.
Oh, man.
Check this out.
The cockpit audio from the plane coming from New Mexico and landing here at Sky Harbor Airport is like something out of a sci-fi movie.
Have any targets up here? We just had something go right over the top of us that, I hate to say this, looked like a long cylindrical object. It almost looked like a cruise missile type of thing moving really fast that went right over the top of us.
The radio transmission from American Airlines Flight 2292 appearing on an aviation blog called Deep Black Horizon. American Airlines confirms the audio is real.
The pilot obviously saw something. He saw a UFO.
Larry Wasserman, an astronomer at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff, finds the new audio fascinating.
Pilots have been reporting strange anomalies in the sky that cannot be explained from their vantage point.
So does Dr. Lynn Kitai, who's written a book on the 1997 Phoenix lights and appeared in an award-winning documentary about it. Since that infamous case, the Southwest has been home to many strange sightings in the sky, including last April.
I saw what appeared to be a star moving.
SpaceX later revealing one of the company's satellites reflected light back to Earth while being in perfect alignment with the sun.
What is that?
In 2019, mysterious lights in the night sky in Tucson, which have never been explained. As for what the American Airlines crew saw,
well, if they can figure out what it was, that would be good. I'd be curious to know what it was.
That's enough. I like that guy. Yeah. I love that guy. They're expert.
That,
you know what? If they could figure out what it was, I'd be interested. How is he an expert?
Hey, you. Come over here. So I love that audio of the pilot. It's right out of Close Encounters.
It really
which
is.
Was just a chilling scene when it was brand new.
He literally is very confused.
Very smart guy, too. Clearly,
yes.
They always are. Yeah.
And didn't know how to describe it other than maybe a missile of some
right.
kind. But then they check, you know, the FBI gets involved and the FAA, and they check all different military bases to see if they're doing anything. And apparently there was nothing
Right. Man, what is it with Phoenix? That's where I saw what I cannot explain. In 1998, I was in my apartment about 2 in the morning, looking out the window, sober as could be. Been sober for about 6 weeks or something at this point. And there's an ice cream cone thing floating in the air that looked, it was, shut up, about the size of about 2 people could fit in it. Here's the thing.
Did you do acid that night?
That doesn't count, right? And being sober. But I saw it.
Wait, ice cream cone?
Yeah, it looked almost right out of Close Encounters too, because there was like that one little one that was kind of floating and it looked like 2 people could fit inside it. That's how big it was. And the thing is, it was floating over a grocery store and then a parking lot that was right next to me, and the movement of it was super erratic. It was like,
that's what it makes you think, oh, I don't know what the what we know doesn't act like that.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. And it was clearly not light. It was heavy-ish looking. It had lights, lot multicolored lights, and there was no way that someone would be controlling it, because there's the way where the parking lot and stuff was, they couldn't keep up with it.
Right.
But it moved slowly over my apartment and then just kept on trucking, and I had this really bad feeling that if I tried to contact it, like if I waved my arm or something,
hold up,
that would be a bad idea.
Wait, you were serious, but you were sober.
Very sober.
And
insanely
you were
sober.
And you were afraid of it enough that you didn't want to wave at it?
Yes. My idea that if I were to try and contact that thing, it would be a bad idea. I mean, I didn't know that I don't believe that necessarily anything would happen or whatever, but it seemed like it was just checking stuff out,
you
taking
just had
its
a
time,
bad
and
feeling
it just seemed
about
like
it?
A bad idea to try and get its
the
attention.
The problem is, it's people like you and me that have sightings that no
exactly,
one trusts.
Exactly, yeah.
But that pilot, you go, okay, that pilot is in charge of an aircraft.
Right, exactly.
And is in the air all the time and did not know how to identify that.
Exactly.
That's craziness.
It is craziness. And it was awesome. I was so happy to see it. But on the other hand, I mean, ultimately, I'm glad I did. I sat there for about an hour and didn't move. I was just so flipped out.
Just
I'm like,
petrified?
Yes. Just freaked out.
And you needed ice cream badly.
And I needed ice cream. Hey, any UFO sightings? Let's talk about them. 818-955-KLOS. 818-955-KLOS.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo in the afternoon.
And we are looking for your calls about sightings, UFO sightings, because we have that pilot, and I'm going to save that audio for the rest of my life.
That pilot that was flying into Phoenix. For some reason, New Mexico and Phoenix.
Yeah.
A lot of crap going on there.
Very much so. That'll be where the landing is. So, hello.
Yeah, you guys are asking about UFO stuff?
Yeah, you saw
something?
Yeah, so I was heading out of college, Laramie, Wyoming, in the back of a truck. I hitched a ride in, heading west. And I'm out there, it was crystal clear, and you're watching the satellites, and because you can see them, it's clear as bell out there,
right.
You see everything.
Right.
And I'm tracking satellite, normal satellite. I mean, I'm hanging with it for quite a while. And then it pulls a 45-degree angle and goes directly north like it hit magnetic field. And all of a sudden, it couldn't have been a satellite.
Were you drunk and or high?
No.
Okay.
Actually, I was sober from a college party 2 days before.
It was still in your system. No, I understand that feeling. Thanks for calling in, man. Hey, it's KLOS.
Hello.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Francine. I had a UFO sighting.
Yes, Francine.
Yeah, we used to watch, my uncle would film them out the back window in Wisconsin. It was like a round object. There was 3 of them with colored lights flashing around. It seemed to be like one mothership controlling the other 2. And then one night the lightning struck a tree and the lights went out. And there was a big flying bee about 12 feet in diameter in front of my window, blinding light, and it communicated to me mentally, do not attempt to communicate, we mean no harm.
Were you anally probed? 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Those of you that were betting on me saying the wrong call letters won earlier today.
No, they didn't. Damn close. You
it
just
close.
Said the world famous. This is my friend Kevin from that Kevin and Bean program, if you're just tuning in.
Correct.
He has turned up here at KLOS, which we're very pleased about.
I've known Sluggo forever.
Oh, my God.
So this is exciting.
33 years, right? So, you know, we were wondering what Kevin was going to be up to next. And the very first thing that you got up to was the podcast that you're doing now with Psycho Mike, who just happens to be on the phone.
Hey Mike. Hey, Mike.
Wait, how about I pushed the button. Yeah.
Now we can hear you because Sluggo did not want to push the button to put you on.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, gentlemen. How are you?
Wonderful.
We are good.
Is this guy treating you good, Psycho Mike? Is Kevin...
He always does.
Yeah, behaving himself?
Yeah, behind the... You know, in front of the microphones or the cameras, we all like to pretend like, you know, Kevin's a wild man that we have to put up with. But Kevin's the best. Yeah, of course.
Yeah, Kevin is the best. You're right.
He smells a bit, but he's got a heart of gold.
I did not mention aroma.
We do a podcast called Great News with Kevin and Mike, and it's just sort of the good news. It's really just the positive stuff. So, for example, in Texas, when it was frozen over, there was a delivery driver that ran into the ditch, and a family took her in for 6 days.
Wow.
Just lived with them.
Wow.
Had dinner, had a room. Just stories like that that sort of, so you can trust humanity.
Right. Again. Especially in this day and age. That seems like, I would think, though, that it's got to be pretty hard to find good stories out there. Is that not true, you guys?
Dude, it's quite the opposite. I mean, really? One thing that Kevin and I have both noticed is that the reality of the world around us is nice and happy and beautiful, and that most news organizations, be it social media or like mainstream media, are curating and cherry picking all the negative stuff so that they can drive viewership and drive listeners, because that's what sells.
It does sell.
And we get a tainted view of what really goes on when it comes to people interacting with people, that it, for the most part, it's really beautiful.
I agree. And the stories are easy to find. It really is not a difficult thing to do.
Just hearing that is actually pretty encouraging. Yeah. I mean, you know, because damn, I think we could all use a little good news. What's your favorite story so far that you've run into with this new podcast you guys are doing?
I'm trying to think, because I am reminding myself that I'm on terrestrial radio. Kevin, how can I best describe the hand angels?
Oh, I like the sound of this already. Can I get a phone number on that? Is it what I think it is?
Best describe that.
It's pretty much exactly what you
think. Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Good. Yeah, I think we got that. So,
I'll tell you a perfect example of one of my favorite stories.
Yep.
And that is, Mike brought it in. Mm-hmm. There was a homeless guy that was sleeping on a bench. Mm-hmm. And a YouTube star was filming this. And he left a $100 bill in the guy's backpack.
Oh, that's awesome.
The guy finds it. He's excited. He goes to Target. He buys a pillow and a blanket.
Oh,
and a
my
bunch
God.
Of stuff.
Wow.
Then the guy that is filming it sits down, starts talking on the phone next to him to his sister, apparently. And, you know, we can't afford the medicine. I'm really sorry. And the homeless guy takes the stuff that he just bought from Target. Walks back to Target.
Oh.
Turns it all back in.
Oh, no, no, no.
And gives the guy
$100. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
It was really, really an amazing thing to see.
Wow. Wow. Wow.
And it's those kind of stories.
There's a nice cherry on top, too, is that YouTube star then gave him like $800.
Right.
You know, because of it. But, you know, Kevin's right. Like, it makes me feel kind of strange, because every Sunday and Monday, my daughter and my wife will come home, and I'm just crying like a baby with like snot all over my face.
Right.
Like, what's going on? I'm like, oh, I'm just pulling stories for Great News.
Wow. I guess that's a lot better than like if you were doing the normal thing and looking for the horrible stories. You'd be like, I can't stand this bastard anymore.
Yes. There's so many stories that are so touching that it's really fascinating, and it's well worth a watch.
Great News with Kevin and Mike. How do we find this exactly? How do you get there?
Search
and
for that really, on YouTube.
Yeah, just search for Great News
with Kevin and Mike.
On YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, that's pretty straightforward.
YouTube and every outlet for podcasts as well, if you just listen to the audio.
Nice. Right on. Well, but Psycho Mike, it's so good talking to you. You just crack me up all the time, man. You amuse the hell out of me. So it's nice to finally chat with you again here on this KLOS deal.
It's great to talk to you too, Sluggo. And of course, Kevin, you're my man. How are you? How's everything going there with Sluggo? Is it just tremendously better than being with me?
I do have to tell you that earlier today I said almost the wrong call letters, but Sluggo has not been able to get the name of the show right.
I can't. I don't know what the name of this show is.
And the name of the show is Kevin and Sluggo. I mean, it's really pretty.
They're not asking that much.
Sluggo's name is half of it.
I think we've done a Freaky Friday, and I'm becoming you. I'm taking your old
that
role.
That is not what you want.
You're going to become a very wise man then as a result.
Thank you for your time, Mike. I appreciate it.
Thank you, dude.
Of course, guys. Anytime. Thanks.
I know. 95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. I love that song.
Wow, so good. Taylor Momsen and the Pretty Reckless. She was saying basically she had that song kind of put together. Mm-hmm. She's like, this is what I want it to sound like. Except it's missing one voice, one thing. And she's like, that voice is Tom Morello. So she got a hold of him, and she's like, would you be willing to play a little solo there in the center to add your voice? Because she's like, it's not, it's his guitar, it's his own voice.
Yeah, no kidding.
It's what made the song. Love
That's
it.
Pretty cool.
Damn cool.
That's pretty cool.
And I guess we have a comment about that song, about Taylor. Hello?
Hey. Tell me it doesn't sound like it's Marcy Weiser with a good voice.
What now?
Marcy. This sounds like it's even Marcy.
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. That song, so Taylor sounds like Marcy Weiser, our midday person. That's true.
But with a good voice?
Yeah.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
I'm talking about this earlier, the piece of garbage that stole Lady Gaga's dogs, actually shot the dog walker. You know, dog walkers are the nicest people on the planet.
Yeah,
they come and take care of your animal while you're away. Where is she right now?
She's in Rome filming a movie, and she had somebody watching her dogs, and they took three of them on a walk, and somebody jumped out of a car, shot the dog walker.
Oh my god, come on.
And stole two of her French bulldogs.
One of them ran off, and apparently they were able to track that one down. But god, you're Lady Gaga, you rule, first of all. Then you get a call, but your dog walker's been shot.
Yes. He's supposed to be okay. He's went to the hospital, but he's supposed to be okay. But the two dogs, Koji and the best name for dog ever, Gustav.
That's awesome.
They've been stolen, and she's put $500,000 reward.
Wow.
No questions asked.
And I love the recent turn this story has taken today. The unbearably, unbelievably cool Danny Trejo has jumped in and said, sorry to hear about your dogs at Lady Gaga. We got people out there looking for them. So Danny Trejo is out on the streets of Los Angeles rallying people to find the dogs. And really? You want Danny on your ass?
No.
You want Danny pissed off at you?
I feel like I just let the dogs go at that point.
Oh, my God.
That guy's the coolest.
Then Pat Oswalt jumped in as well, and I love this. Someday, somebody needs to green light this as a movie now. So Danny Trejo would clearly star in it, and Lady Gaga would be in it, and I love it. So it better have a good wrap-up.
I agree.
I'm thinking maybe, get a hold of him or whatever on social media, or stop by the taco shop that he has in Hollywood, or a donut shop that he has in Hollywood. Danny, man, salute for you jumping in on this.
Yeah, he's the best.
That is awesome.
95.5 KLOS, Southern California's rock station. Got a lot of people listening from a lot of places.
Yeah, thanks for checking in. I don't know why I'm having this weird mental block. It is Kevin and Sluggo.
Yes.
At Kevin and Sluggo. That's not so hard. Hit us up
it
on
really
Twitter.
It really isn't.
No. But what do you got? Who you found listening?
I have Las Vegas.
Vegas!
I have Seattle.
Nice.
Akio is listening in Seattle. I have Waco, Texas.
Mm.
I have Sacramento.
Nice.
Sault Ste. Marie, Michigan.
Wow.
And finally, Mookie is listening from the Antarctica.
Whoa. Wow, Mookie. Dang.
Well done, Mookie.
Charles is on Staten Island. What's up, New York City? Jennifer and Sunshine. I'm guessing Sunshine is the dog. Look at this picture, profile picture. Can you see?
Sure enough, yeah.
I have a very cute dog. Mm-hmm. Listening in Long Barn, California, which is northwest of Yosemite. And Wacko Warner is my furthest way, listening in Paraguay.
Wow.
You go Paraguay, I'll go mine.
Paraguay. either way.
So hit us up, Kevin and Sluggo, on the little tweet machine, the Bluebird of Gossip. Thanks for playing our reindeer games. 95.5 KLOS at Southern California's Rock Station.
95.5 KLOS Southern California's Rock Station.
Hell yeah! Hey, I'll leave your mic on today.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
yesterday at this time, you turned it off, and that was not cool. Tomorrow morning on Heidi and Frank, Stay or Go at 9 a.m. with Unsigned Bands.
Oh, that's the best, man. There's some amazing bands coming out of that particular segment on Heidi and Frank. Love it.
Love it as well.
Awesome. Very cool. And I think we have someone calling about some other fella here. Hello?
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. I was wondering when Greg V. Harrell is coming on.
7 p.m.
I'm calling from Canada, and his show is on at a different time, and I never know when I'm taking breaks studying.
Oh, I see. Yeah, it's on at 7 p.m. Pacific time.
What the hell is that?
It's the time zone that British Columbia is.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hoser time. Come on now.
Hoser time.
Hoser time. Is it still legal to say hoser in Canada?
Absolutely.
Thanks for calling, Hoser.
Bye.
Bye.